Soul Sister Radio.
Welcome to 4 International Soul Sista Radio. I am your producer, Maria DiGiovanni, welcoming you to the Soul Sista Experience. First, a special thank you to our station sponsor, ImageMakeoverProgram.com, who make it possible to record live and broadcast worldwide. We invite you to get ready to enjoy the show. Take it away, my soul sister.
The future's so far, my heart is so frail. you love me anyway. I am a nail in your wrist, but you love me anyway. I am Judas Iscariot, but you love me anyway. See, now I am the man who yelled out from the crowd for your blood to be spilled on this earth, shaking round the offense. I turn to where you with a smile on my face, with this sin in my heart, trying to bury your grace. And then alone in the night, I still call. But you love me anyway. Oh God, how you love me. Yes, you love me anyway. It's like nothing in life that I've ever known. Yes, you love me anyway. Oh Lord, how you love me.
Good morning and welcome to Heart for Worship. This is your host, Becky Phillips, and I just want to welcome you to Blog Talk this morning. If you're tuning in or if you're listening in the archives, we appreciate you and we love that we can bring you this hour and a half to you each week so that you can be filled up wherever you're at and just really hear God's word and be able to spend some time praising and worshiping Him. We had some technical difficulties this morning, so I'm sorry I wasn't able to welcome you guys before the music, but you know, God's timing is perfect. And as I sat and I listened to that song and was listening, I was also reading my Bible, and so I think it's fitting because after hearing that, I'm reading Psalm 103, and so I just want to read that with you and then open us up in prayer. We may go a little long today, don't worry, Church Reboot will be coming right up afterward, but I think we will end up going a little bit over today. Psalm 103, and it's a psalm of David, and it's, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgives all your iniquity? Who heals all your diseases? Who redeems your life from the pit? Who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy? Who satisfies you with good so that your youth is renewed like the eagles? The Lord works righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the people of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. He will not always chide, nor will he keep his anger forever. He does not deal with us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his steadfast love toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our transgressions from us. As a father shows compassion to his children, so the Lord shows compassion to those who fear him. For he knows our frame, and he remembers that we are dust. God knows who we are, even when we can't figure out who we are. And the devotional that goes with it, I'll be posting on my Facebook page for Heart for Worship today. So be sure to go back there and today and read it as it goes along with the scripture. It's really, really just, it's really making me realize we go around this world not knowing who we are, trying to become who we are to our friends and to our family and to our workers, co-workers, who we think we are in God, who we think we are to ourselves. And it's really when we submit to God and ask Him to show us who we are in Him, do we finally truly discover who we truly are and who He created us to be. So with that, let's just open up a prayer and then we'll get right back to the worship.
Father, I just thank you so much for today. I thank you that you're a God of mercy and a God of grace, and that you never leave us or forsake us, that your love is steadfast and unending, Lord. And we are so thankful that we can be called children of God. I just ask that you protect this time, that you would come against anything that would try to interfere with this show, that the listeners' hearts would be open and ready to receive, and that you would just let your Holy Spirit come down and dwell with all those of us this morning. We love you. We praise you in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Oh, For hanging out with us tonight. This is our last one.
So why are you striving these days? Why are you trying to earn grace? Why are you crying? Let me lift up your face. Just don't turn away. Are you still searching as if I'm not enough? So where will you go, child? Tell me, where will you run?
Hey, where are you gonna run?
'Cause I'll be fine.
Does anybody believe that tonight? So look at the tent at my side and swallow the grave on that night.
Come by wine and milk, without money, without cost.
Radio.
Whoever believes in me will do the same works I have done, and even greater works. This wasn't lip service. Jesus was talking to you. Every Soul Sister Friday at 10 a.m., learn how to claim your God-given dominion to follow the Master's example and restore health, demonstrate supply, harmonize relationships, and have victory over sin. With Healing Through Prayer with Corrine Walson, Spiritual Solutions to Life's Challenges.
Hi, I'm Susan Shengazar. I am the Advocate. Are you a healthcare professional facing burnout? Do you have a heart for the homeless? Have you ever been a victim of domestic violence or sexual abuse? You can learn from my experiences in my books, The Anointing of Mercy from the Heart of a Parish Nurse. Or I'll meet you at Winston Wall Street Journal. Journey to My Father's Palace, Destiny, Coincidence, you decide. You can find these books on Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com, or Zulon Press, or Google me.
I was a dead man. Out in the cold, life was a pit and I was deep in a hole, just about to give up, then lo and behold, a voice from within said, save your soul. Yo, brothers and sisters all around the globe, I got a story, word, it's gotta be told to my family, friends, fans, even my foes. It's like this, y'all, this is how it goes. I was out in the world without a name or a goal, huh, out of school and out of control, set in my ways, yeah, stuck in the mold, and going the wrong way down a one-way road. Young and bold, I didn't want to be told, I used to steal and brag about the stuff I stole. Then one bright day, my mind got blown when a voice from within said, save your soul. No, I didn't want to be told. Things were looking up and I was on the roll. I was a rude boy and a Romeo, and anywhere I went I started the show. I had money, woman, plenty of gold, and an overinflated EGO. I was a dead man, but I didn't know until a voice from within said, save your soul. A movie, and I was playing the role of a black youth living in the ghetto, where the action was, that's where I'd go. Right or wrong, I'll be going with the flow, but what you reap is what you sow. It's like karma, the bad you do will follow. You were round, and I was going down, right down, with my face in the ground, two hands bound to a siren sound, none of my so-called friends anywhere to be found. As I thought to myself, in life you're alone, a voice from within said, anyone home? Yes, Lord, well here I be, if I ain't ready yet, I will never be. I'm sorry for the things that I did before, believe me, Lord, I won't do them no more. I'll be an arrow, if you will be my bow, and anywhere I'm sent, I'll gladly go. I'll be a witness all around the world to every man, every woman, every boy and girl. Cause I was born in the ghetto with a strong survive and with a will to strive. I began to rise from 79, or was it 75? When reggae music began to open my eyes about the truth, the right,
Jah the Most High on how to achieve that little pie in the sky. Inspirated, yeah, I was totally motivated to the point where I decided to chop the mic. But my direction was not to only those of my complexion, but the brown, yellow, red, and the white man. Critics criticize, cynics cynicize, any entertainer with a message they victimize. But in this world of sin, it's no surprise. So with the media, I sympathize. I hear the rich man's laughter, hear the poor man's cries. Hypocrites advertise their lies through their eyes. Everyone's born, most of us die, but only God's children get the prize. Don't be a fool, be cool, come on and get wise. Yeah, wise up, no compromise. And listen to the voice that resides within your mind, cause God has sent a guide to all mankind. Choice is yours, life above or death below. It's up to you to save your soul.
Soul Sister Radio.
Welcome to Soul Sister Sunday. This is Maria DiGiovanni, and I want to welcome you to Soul Sister Radio. And this is Church Reboot with the four ambassadors that are going around the world to make sure that we can be the best representatives as we submit ourselves to God. And we have a guest with us today, and Becky is here also. But first, before I introduce the guest, I want to say, Becky, what an amazing show, even with the crazy technical craziness we had this morning, but an amazing show, and the music just completely inspired. And today is going to be an incredible day, and I want our guests to actually open us up in prayer. And this is Susie Shingazar, and Susie is the host of The Advocate on Thursdays. But Becky, are you there with us?
Yep, I'm here.
Good. Susie, are you also there?
I am good. Here. Good morning,
well,
Maria.
Good morning. I am really excited. And Becky, I'm so excited. Do you want to share with everybody what's happening, or are we going to keep it a secret, or should we share?
Well, that's kind of an oxymoron, huh? can't keep it secret, because that's what it's all about. I just made a little post on my Facebook. Bless her little heart, my 15-year-old daughter went away to church camp this week, and she goes every year. She has been raised, I've been going to church since she was born, so she is getting baptized, re-baptized today. She was baptized when she was 5, I think, or 6, but she called, texted me from church camp and asked if she could be re-baptized, because she didn't really remember it, and it just wasn't really, you know, important to her at that point, and she doesn't really know why she did it then, but she's really ready to do it now and take her walk to another level. So I am just very excited, because we all know as moms, our biggest prayer is, you know, for our kids.
Exactly. Now, when did you start talking to her about this, or is this just something she just did on her own at camp? Or have you been kind of salt and peppering it all this time?
Well, when we'd go to church and the baptisms would happen each month, she'd say, you know, Mom, should I get baptized? And she didn't really remember. I said, you don't remember when you got baptized when you were little? And she said, no, not really. I said, well, maybe one day when you're older, if you are wanting to get rebaptized, go for it. And that was all I ever said. So this was totally out of the blue.
Wow.
I got the text when I was at work, so I was pretty surprised.
How exciting. Well, I'm really, really thrilled for you. And maybe you want to open us up in prayer and pray over your daughter yourself. Do you? Or what do you think?
Oh, Susie's fine. She's more than... Go ahead.
Okay, Susie. Why don't you share with the audience a little bit about your background and then open us up in prayer. And today we are talking about submitting to God. And the biggest form of doing that is exactly what Becky's daughter is choosing to do on her own today at 15 years old. And what an example of this show. Really, Becky, it just totally opened us up to really talking about truly submitting all in for God. So, Susie, if you could open us up in prayer after you share a little bit about your background, and take it away.
Well, my name is Susan Chen-Gazar from birth, and I am 54 years old. I am the mother of seven who are in heaven. I have eight grandchildren. I'm a minister for the Lord Jesus Christ. I was called as a young girl, raised Catholic at birth, and then became a non-denominational Christian minister. I've been a missionary in the United States a couple of times, and I've gone on mission trips outside of the United States, as well as ministered in different congregations and areas around the United States. I do a radio show every Thursday called The Advocate Against Domestic Violence and Sexual Abuse of Women and Children. I've dedicated my life to helping out wherever I can. I am an advocate for domestic violence. I'm an emergency room nurse. And most of all, I love God. I love helping wherever I can with the Word of God and my little knowledge that I do have in the Word. I'm endeavoring to get my master's degree in theology so I can become a hospital chaplain someday. But for now, I'm a student and endeavoring to learn as much as I can and share whatever I can. So today I gladly got up to help Maria with the show today. So here I am. And so I'd just like to thank you, Lord, for each person listening on the airways. I thank you, God, as we get up and put you first in our lives, that you're always there to greet us with a hug. I thank you, God, for all those out there who need a hug today, God, that they would know that your arms are gently around them, that you would send ministering angels to those who need and send warring angels to those who need to pull out a sword today and fight for their life. I thank you, Father, for removing every false burden placed on your people, leaders, and churches in the name of Jesus, that you would remove all heavy burdens placed on their lives by the enemy in the name of Jesus. Let your anointing break the enemy's burden off of our necks and let every yoke be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Remove from our shoulders every burden. We cast all of our cares upon you, God. We cast all of our burdens upon you, Jesus, that you said you would sustain us. Jesus, we ask that you break every yoke of the enemy and break the staff and the rod of the oppressor. God, I thank you that you break every yoke of poverty off of your people and that it be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Let every yoke of sickness be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Let every yoke of bondage be destroyed and come down in the name of Jesus. Let every unequally yoked covenant be broken off of us in the name of Jesus. That you would destroy every burden of religion, legalism on our lives by religious leaders and false prophets, false ministers in the name of Jesus. Let every burdensome stone that has been placed on us be released off of our lives. Let us take your yoke, Jesus, and become who you've called us to be. I thank you, God, that this road is not easy, but you promise to be with us every step of the way. And I thank you, God, as we humbly kneel before your throne, that we would accept the crown of life and all that life has for us, knowing that you're with us, holding our hand by our ever-turning side. We thank you, God, that you've called us to be here today. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. Today we are talking about submission, and it is a pretty intense thing. And our first song that we're going to go to I loved Pat Benatar. Becky, do you remember Pat Benatar? I don't know if you're muted or not. I don't know if you remember.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, Pat Benatar. Hey, I loved Pat Benatar. And it's really funny because I hadn't heard this song in a long time, but MTV, it was their 30th anniversary. How old are we, right? And this song is the second song that was ever played on the radio or on MTV. And when I listened to it again, it really, that is what struck the chord in me to talk about this subject today. Because submission, again, when you walk out of abuse, the last thing you ever want to do is submit to anybody, okay? And especially if you come out, yeah. Submission is just, and really when legalistic, religious people use that scripture, and the scripture is Ephesians 5:22, wives, submit to your husbands as to the Lord. And how many of us have had that used against us? And because they failed to go on to the second verse where, and that's only if your husband is submitting to God as Christ did the church. So there's submission is really a crazy, crazy topic. So, Becky, real quick, because I know I only have a couple more minutes with you. Tell me your thought of what you think submission is when it comes to submitting to God, because truly, I believe for me, it means that I'm all in. What does it mean for you?
It means I love God more. I love God more. I love God more than my own will. I love God more than my own way. And he's really been working on that in me as of late. That's where I'm at in my season with him. And, you know, submitting even for me right now is just in my time. And, you know, it's the same thing I'll continually say anytime I'm asked. It's just that I don't need to rush into anything unless the Lord directs me and guides me first, because that's when I get myself into trouble. But I'm stubborn. I mean, I am just stubborn. And when there's been many times where I think I'm doing what God's telling me to do, but it's really just me saying, no, this is what I want to do, and God, you're agreeing to it, right? But the reality is you know that you're submitting to God when nothing makes sense, but yet you're walking in peace. And that's kind of where I'm at right now, and I'm enjoying it. So I'll just stay being submitted because I love God more.
Amen. Susie, same question. And more on, the law, the theologic, I can't even say the word in my jaw today, of submission when it comes to submitting to God. Because this is one of the hardest things that, quote unquote, Christians have a hard time really doing. And I'm not talking about surface submitting. I'm talking the submission that, Becky, you know. You know, over this past 8-9 months, you know what it is now. But to truly submit, Susie, what does that mean?
Well, submission is at the core of man's relationship with God. In the Garden of Eden, man was to submit to God, and God had asked them and told them that they had dominion over everything on the earth, but they had one thing to stay away from. And so to fully submit to God, which meant that they had to give up this one thing that they were told to stay away from. So when you submit to something, the opposite is unsubmission, which in the world we know as rebellion. And so to fully submit to something means that you have to give up something else. And so that's what happens when a man and woman take each other as husband and wife. That means you submit to that person and you give up the right to mingle with all the other opposite sex on the earth, and you have this one person. And so that's an example of a submission, which would be a marriage. For me, today I've decided to start a 40-day communion vow, and so I submitted to that, and it's a form of submission to God. 40 days is a biblical number of trial and testing, and so I decided that I would submit to God for 40 days and do communion for 40 days. And in doing this, I'm expecting God to honor my commitment and open doors for me that were locked. And so that's a form of submission.
Yeah, exactly. And that is exactly what this topic is about. But you said something that was very, very interesting, and I love how it goes right into this song. When you submit, that means you have to turn away, and really, this is when you take up your armor, Ephesians 6:10-12. This is when you put on your breastplate. This is when you put on your helmet. This is when you put on your belt. This is when you pick up your sword. This is when you pick up your shield. Because trust me, I am praying over your daughter, Becky. There is no devil in hell that wants her to move forward with her walk with God. And we all know that once you submit and truly submit, the enemy comes. But you've got to put on your shield, and you've got to say to that enemy, you better run. So this song, our little rock and roll girl, Pat Benatar, brought it to us in the 80s, and it's called You Better Run. And I really want you to sit back and sing it to your serpent, the enemy. When you choose to get up and you choose to submit, your daughter is making a choice today, Becky, to submit it all, to be all in for God. And like I said, and like you know, everybody thinks that this is what is going to make your life so much better. And yes, it does. It truly does. But When you make the choice to submit and go all in, you are choosing to join the Marine Corps. And this is called the Marine Corps for God. And in doing that, it is the hardest choice that you will ever make. However, it is the greatest choice that you will ever make. But it is all about making sure that you have control over your soul, your mind, your will, your emotions. Because as both of you ladies know, what I deal with on a daily basis with my clientele is a definite attack of women that have submitted to God. And I truly believe this. Women that have submitted to God and boom, the enemy came in and tried to take their mind, tried to take their heart, tried to take their soul. And we're here on the front line saying, no, it's not going to happen anymore. But the hardest thing that we have to do when we do this, and like you both know, and Becky, I think we've talked about this before, and Susie, I'm not sure. I've never kind of really like backslidden, so I'm not sure what it's like to do all those crazy things that you have to turn away and walk away from. And yeah, there are certain things that I've done, but I don't know what it's like to really stop. Do you know what I'm talking about? And I procrastinate with the sins that I do, but to really love God and then turn away from Him, I don't know what that's like. Have either one of you ever done that in what they really call backsliding?
Absolutely.
Okay. What does that really look like when you choose? I mean, it's really choosing to turn the other way and do something completely that you shouldn't be doing.
Well, first of all, let me read you this little small paragraph that talks about submission. It says, secular submission is motivated by self-interest. Biblical submission is motivated by faith, hope, and love, resulting in self-sacrifice. The world submits to speed laws because they do not wish to pay a fine, and so they submit to that. Men keep other laws because they don't want to go to jail. Still, other submission is practiced by an assurance that what is best for us to do. Secular submission seeks to avoid pain and suffering. Christian submission willing endures suffering, motivated not much by present benefits and rewards as by our heavenly hope and love that God generates within us. And because of these future benefits that are not seen, we submit in faith, trusting that God and His word and His hope is all true. When you are a Christian, you're held to a higher standard because it's better that you didn't know the word of God and you just lived your life in sin than to know the word of God and to continue sinning. So the term backsliding is used in that reference, but I'd like to say that, you know, I've been a Christian my whole life, but my works on this earth have not always been Christian. I've done things that were not in alignment and harmony with God's word. So is that backsliding? Yes. Every time you step out of fellowship with God, your Heavenly Father, and do works of the flesh, it's backsliding. And how far do you backslide is how long you stay out of fellowship with God. And so has there been times in my life where I just said, no, God, I'm not going to do it your way. I'm going to do it Susie's way. Of course. I read a whole book about it. And that's why I have a testimony, because when I did walk out of alignment and harmony with God's will and did it my way, I had a lot of things bad happen to me. As a result, God, my Heavenly Father, was still there, ready to pull me out of the miry clay and establish my feet back on that rock, as He says in the Word. So I know how to be stronger, because when I've fallen, there's always been God's hand to help me up. That's the benefit you have, being a Christian.
Now, if you're not a Christian and you do cry out and say, okay, God, do you exist? Are you there? Do you see this is happening to me? God says yes, and he hands you a hand, and then he shows you how to walk. And this is a struggle we have our whole life. Does it mean someone's better than us because they're walking and we've fallen? No. But it means as a Christian, we want to give out a hand to show you how to get back up and not put sin in your face. But everybody knows when they're out of fellowship with God's word. Everybody knows it. We don't even have to point it out. But if your brother has fallen, you want to be there for him because you love them. And that's what we struggle with. Because when you're out of fellowship, you stay hidden because you don't want to come forth and say, I blew it. Don't you agree, Maria?
Oh, yeah. It's like I said, all of it is difficult. Choosing to do this, this is why I'm excited about your daughter, Becky. But I also know, and I want you to know, and I want her to know, that we are here for her. That this walk is challenging, it is so rewarding. And however, when you do choose to walk down this path and you do choose to submit and you do choose to take up your cross and you do choose to move forward, some of us, and I will be the first one, this is my biggest sin, is procrastination. So if there's a backsliding place that I really mess up on, it's this one, procrastination. This next song is a song that we get to sing to procrastination, to that serpent that wants to just continue to speak to us from the tree. And this song, I love it because it reminds me of my wonderful, one of my clients, and she really did not want to read the book God on a Harley. Excuse me. And I wasn't quite sure why she was procrastinating. And it was because when you get to a certain point, just like in Proverbs 31 at the very beginning, you have to not drink so much anymore. You have to put those things away in order to be a person that's elevating. And I don't have Proverbs 31 in front of me if ever anyone does. But procrastinating in knowing that she's going to have to change. She's going to have to change, and her dynamic was going to change. And
well, Maria, I think procrastination is based in fear.
Fear? Go ahead. I'm listening.
No, I think procrastination is based in fear, and the enemy wants to keep us in fear and cause that what if, because it holds us back. And you always say, you know, fear is false evidence appearing real. And it's what's on the other side. I'm procrastination is probably one of my weaknesses, I would say, as well, because you know when God tells you to do something, and you know when you're supposed to do it, and you think, well, okay, God, but what if? Okay, well, God, well, maybe I'll do that tomorrow. Right now, God, really? Okay, well, maybe I'll just wait a few more minutes. And the reality is that's where you get plugged up, and that's where things stop working. And procrastination is almost a form of backsliding, because you're rebelling against what God's telling you to do. And you know what he's telling you to do, because I guess the thing is your spirit will connect with his, and you'll know that it's been talking to you. You know what you're supposed to do, and when you don't, and things aren't going, maybe I should have done what God told me to do.
Exactly. Yeah, or maybe I shouldn't have done that, okay? Because he told me not to do that. This song, again, you guys are going to know it, is back a few years by Fergie, and it's called Big Girls Don't Cry. And I remember going through something. It was in 2007 that I heard this song for the first time. And truly, when you do choose to submit it all, no matter what you're doing, no matter which path that you're walking on, and sometimes, Becky, as you know, you have to walk away from things that you are totally in love with and you don't know why. And this is when you have thrown it all in. You're willing to go into the fiery furnace and come out smelling like a rose. But that smell on your skin, we all recognize it. We all know it. So I want you to sit back and listen to Big Girls Don't Cry, because when you have called and asked to be an ambassador for Christ, step it up. It's time to grow up.
Na 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 na. The smell of your skin lingers on me now. You're probably on your flight back to your hometown. I need some shelter of my own protection, baby. Be with myself and center. Clarity, peace, serenity.
Up in Christ is not easy, but it, like I said, it's very rewarding. And there does come a time when you have to turn away from all those and all those things that are not going in the direction that God is telling you to go in. And sometimes letting those things go when you really don't understand. Becky, would you like to share a little bit about that level of submission when you walk away from something that just doesn't make any sense to walk away from, but you do it anyway because you know that level of submission is where God is taking you, and with that level of submission gives you a strength that you really don't understand where it's coming from. Would you like to share a little bit?
Yeah, and it's funny that you just said that, because as I was listening to you, that's what I was thinking, is that when you grow up like I did, where you saw a lot of things in your life, and you have, you know, I was a girl whose dad was not in the picture, and so you call me a fatherless daughter, whatever you want to call it. I know my dad loves me, and, you know, we're rebuilding that, but for the majority of my adolescent years, he wasn't there, and he was an alcoholic and a woman. I call him a womanizer. He had his own issues where he always had to be with somebody. And so no matter what, every time I turned around after my mom and him divorced, he was with another woman. And he always would choose those women over time with me. And that really what it taught me was I should be second. And even in that, I'm realizing that I became okay thinking I was second to anybody and anything. And that extended into my relationships and my work environment. And it was until, you know, just recently walking through the divorce that I went through and still connecting with my ex and still, you know, whatever God's doing, he's doing. I've had to realize that God doesn't look at me as second. He looks at me as first. And that's why I always say I love God more, because I had to look at him as first. And when you submit to that and love him more and put him first, that means you're willing to do whatever. And that even means being rejected and going right back and facing the possibility of rejection and hurt and abandonment, all those feelings that you try to run from or that I've tried to run from, teaching you to just be still and be quiet and possibly endure those things, because he's growing you and pruning you. And, you know, we call them ouch moments. It's like, oh, ow, that hurts. Where you run into your room and you cry and you kick and you scream and you're like, God, no, that's not what I want. And I don't want to feel like this, and I don't want to walk through this, and I don't want to do this. And he just says, be still. And you just say, okay, your will, nevertheless, your will, not mine, just like Jesus did in the Garden of Gethsemane. I think I'm really learning that right now, and it's because God has a bigger plan and a bigger purpose for my life and for all of our life, and I'd rather know what that is than walk through this world trying to figure it out on my own, because I have not figured it out on my own yet, and I have a strange feeling I just won't. So I'd rather just trust God in it.
Amen. Amen. That brings us right into the next song, and I really believe this is us singing it to Jesus. And because you do, when you get to this level, there is no one that's going to make you stray. There's no one that you're going to look at in this way again, because you have completely gone all in. You are walking by complete blind faith. And if you've ever, and I used to do this, and I do this with some of my clients, where I make them close their eyes and walk down the street, and to trust somebody with complete blind faith, that you, when you finally do that, there is no one that can turn away from him ever again. And there was a scripture that I wanted to read. I can't remember which one it was, so I'll go. Let's read another one, though. Okay. We have Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. And in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. And with this, when we do give it all in and we don't know why God isn't doing it the way we want him to do right now, trust that if you just keep your eye on the ball and stay focused, know that he is here to grant every desire. Delight thyself in the Lord, for he shall give you the desires of your heart, and no one will ever take his place once you really submit and understand it. The word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. And no creature is hidden from his sight, but all are naked and exposed to the eyes of him to whom we must give account. That's Hebrews 4:12-13. And it goes right into this next and final stage in the last part of our show. Again, I want to thank all of our archive listeners for listening. You bless me every week as I get to share with this team how the numbers continue to go up, especially our live listeners. And we all come together as a team here. And sometimes it's interesting, as you both know, being parents, both Becky and Susie, sometimes our children, as you see, we get them to a certain point and then they go off on their own. And as you both have watched, and actually Becky, you've watched more, as women have come and gone out of my life, and every time it happens, I come to my accountability team and I go, what am I doing? Because the common denominator seems to be me. And every time, Becky, if you're still there, you give me such words of wisdom, and you make me look at how I feel about these women. And you know a lot of them, and you know where they are because you know what our agreement is when it comes to them. But this next song is called Forever Young. And truly, because I come to you every time, but I know that it's just another layer of being allowed to move out of God's way. And when I think of all of the women that are here with us now and those that have gone, I only think of them in a really amazing light. And you are a prime reason why I do that. Why do you think it's so difficult when we do have these certain people that come into our lives that it's hard, because you witnessed one of them I couldn't let go of for 9 years, God bless her. Why is it so hard to let go and truly release all of that to God?
Well, I think it's them. Can you hear me okay? I'm kind of echoing.
Yes.
I think it just comes from having, one, a heart of compassion, and two, just having, one, being a, you know, the fact that you're a mother and women, and we just, by our own natural creation, we're nurturers, and we want to care for and protect, and we get in God's way sometimes when we do that, because we continually, and I don't have the scripture with me, but I know I've sent it to you at one point. Yes, we're supposed to pray for people. Yes, we're supposed to be there for them. Yes, we're supposed to carry each other's burdens. But it's very clear, and Susie even touched on it earlier today in the show, that it is far worse to be backslidden and in Christ than to not know Christ at all and be living out in the world. And sometimes when we have struggles, those struggles are far beyond our ability to be able to help. That has to be left between them and God. And I'm learning that, and you're learning that. And you have to learn to let go and say, you know, God's a big enough God to take care of it. In fact, I think it says at one point in the scripture, and I'd have to find it, it says, you know, if you have a pardon with a brother, you know, a problem with a brother or sister in Christ, first go to them, and if they don't listen, then come back with somebody else. And if they don't listen then, come back to them with, or take them to the church. And if they don't listen then you're supposed to dust your heels off and turn and walk the other way. And that's really the letting, I believe, is the letting go part, and letting God take them through whatever it is they need to go through, because at that point, he's the only one that can bring them back. And I think just I've watched you, and knowing you're being tested and knowing where your strengths and weaknesses are, I just feel like, you know, when God gives you something to steward, we're called to be good stewards. And stewardship means protection. You know, a sheep herder protects the flock and doesn't let the, you know, anything in to try to devour those. And God says when you're ruler over little, you'll be ruler over much. So you have to manage what he's given you.
to the best of your ability and know when to let go and when to hold on. And I think that's just a lot of times the things you're seeing. It doesn't mean you love anyone less. It doesn't mean you have hard feelings. It doesn't mean you think you're better than anybody else. It just means you're doing what God is calling you to do. And that's what we're all supposed to do.
Amen. This closing song, and Susie, I need you to close us out in prayer, but make it really quick because I ran out of time here. This next song is truly for all of those men and all of those women that God has brought into all of our lives that have come and gone, and there's been a reason, and there's been a season for everything. And truly, I do think of them and all of the children of God as being forever young. So, Susie, can you close us out in prayer, and we'll go straight into our last song.
Absolutely. Before I do that, I just want everyone to know that every call from God is an opportunity for us to say yes, trusting in His strength and not our own. God, I just thank you right now for our listeners and everyone who's struggling, that you would remind us of your story about the prodigal son and how the father was so excited when his son came home. I thank you that for each one of us that's lost, that we be found, and each one of us that needs to come back to you, God, that we come back quickly, that we don't hang out long in the world and get beat up constantly, but we come back to you, who is our refuge, our shield. And I thank you, God, for covering each one of your children out there who needs protection from the sun, from the elements of the world, that you would give them comfort, that you would put someone in their way to show them Christ today and open a door that's been closed for them in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
And they message from our sponsor, EducateEtiquette.com. Have you ever been at a table with a group of people and there is one person being rude on their cell phone? Have you mentioned it to that person and they still do it as if they just don't care as much for those around them in the flesh as they do for their own personal thread on Facebook? It's even worse when you're around our older generation who really have a hard time understanding how people can form relationships this way. There is wisdom in their thinking, so please don't be rude. Put it away in respect. Yourself, most of all. Thank you for joining us on Soul Sister Enterprise, and please visit us at www.educateetiquette.com.
Hello, Soul Sister listeners. If you're learning and receiving from what you're being fed here on Soul Sister Radio, return the love by becoming a monthly partner of this station via sponsorship, monetary gifts, or as a Soul Sister advertiser. Thank you for your support. Soul Sister Radio.